This is KUT. LBJ Early College High School and the Liberal Arts and Science Academy share the same building in the Austin School District, but the schools share different philosophies when it comes to how their students should pursue college credits in high school. As part of our Dueling Credits series this week, KUT's Kate McGee tells us why students at these schools follow different paths to receive college credit.
When you walk through the doors at LBJ and Lhasa, Lhasa students head upstairs. LBJ students head to classrooms on the first floor. Upstairs, all students are taking multiple advanced placement courses. Nearly all those students pass their AP tests at the end of the year. That means college credit. Principal Stacia Crescenzi says more Lhasa students go for AP credits because they're applying to colleges across the country.
AP tests, although not accepted everywhere, really are accepted most places within the United States and abroad. So kids can feel like no matter where I go, those college credits will be accepted.
Downstairs, students are earning college credit in a different way, through the district's early college program. First, students take the Texas Success Initiative test. It determines if they're ready for college work. Once they pass, they can start taking classes for free at Austin Community College. Some students can earn enough credits to get their associate's degree when they graduate high school. Sheila Henry is the principal at LBJ.
We have a high free reduced lunch rate here on our campus, and our students don't necessarily get that opportunity to even be exposed to college at all. So it's just an opportunity for them to advance their families, to give back.
Early college high schools were designed to lift up first-generation college students who attend struggling schools in low-income areas. Principal Crescenzi at Lhasa says all families want to save money on college.
For some students, it's the ability to start as a sophomore or a junior. But for other students, it's just the ability to skip out of classes, and they can immediately dive into the courses that they're more interested in.
LBJ only offers AP Calculus, AP Spanish, and AP Art. Principal Sheila Henry says even if students aren't passing AP tests, just taking an AP class can boost a student's grade point average. Plus, she does think students are doing better every year.
If you dig a little bit deeper into the data, you see that even though some of our students are not passing, and that could be the majority of our students not passing the AP exam, but they are making progress. And we don't want to discourage them from taking the course, even if they don't pass the exam.
In the 2014-2015 school year, between 12 and 20% of LBJ students took dual credit classes. That means other students couldn't pass the test to take college level work, or they chose not to. But of those students who took dual credit classes, three quarters passed them. Kate McGee, KUT News.